Welcome to Mysteries, Myths, and Legends. I'm Taylor.
I'm Savannah.
Welcome to the show. Happy Wednesday, everybody. We're back.
Yes, we're back, finally. And Taylor, you are sounding a lot better.
Praise the Lord.
So that's good.
Finally, I'm feeling better, guys. It was a long, rough journey, but we made it.
Mm-hmm. Finally. That was all that matters. I feel like we have a lot to catch up on.
Yeah, we really do.
So, I don't know. Do you have anything to start with?
Okay, well, for one, me and Savannah just hung out.
Yes, we did.
When we're recording, it was literally yesterday. But yeah. I was in Winston, Salem for the weekend, and we went to Payne Road, which throwing it back all the way to episode one.
Yeah.
When I covered Payne Road.
I feel like I still want to redo that episode. We say this, said this a few times, that we want to redo those stories, and I think we should, because I didn't even really remember the story.
Yeah, honestly, of Payne Road.
Yeah. But yeah, it was cool going to see it.
It was.
Telling me a little bit about it.
Mm-hmm. It was so, let me set the scene for you guys. It was freezing cold outside, yes. Upper 30s degrees. And it's raining, and it's overcast, and it's just very spooky, magooky. And we were just out there driving on this scary road, looking at all these creepy buildings that are, hundreds of years old, just dilapidating.
Yes, and they were, creepy little sheds, almost. It, it was, a one-room house, but I don't know. I don't know if they were houses. Did people live in them?
Yeah, I think they're sheds. They have to be sheds. There's no way that's a house because they're so small.
But there were so many of them just spread out over this land.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of weird and ominous.
It definitely was.
Yeah, and they were all worn down and not kept up with over the years. So you could tell they're all falling apart. We also saw an abandoned trailer.
Oh, we did. That was cool. Creepy. Ew, it was so creepy. We thought it was a car. I thought it was a car at first.
Yeah, yeah.
But it wasn't.
And then we stopped at a cemetery. Cemetery on Payne Road.
Yes. I forgot what it was called already.
It's on our Instagram story. Is it still on there from yesterday? Probably not.
Honestly. Probably not. But, we stopped and just, looked at some of the graves. Some of them were so old, 1800s, people buried there. There were a lot of babies buried in that cemetery.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was crazy. But some of them were, super new. So there was just, a mix of all.
Mm-hmm.
Which is super, super fascinating.
It was called Oak Grove Cemetery.
Oak Grove.
Yeah, that's where we went.
Yeah, so that cemetery is on Payne Road, but it's not where the Payne family is buried or anything.
Yeah, that's why we stopped, just to check to see if they were there.
Yeah.
To get a picture of it and everything, but nope, we didn't see them.
Yep, so we don't know really where they're buried at, but.
And, you know, there is a whole thing where, Taylor, in your story, you said you put your keys on the top of your car and get out and walk around it.
Mm-hmm.
And we did not do that.
No, I wasn't going to do that in the rain. And I don't know. Yeah. I was not feeling like doing that the other day.
Yeah, we weren't being very adventurous. But we did take some pretty creepy pictures.
Yeah, we did. Mm. We definitely did.
Okay, so what other updates do we have? I'm trying to remember what we just said.
Okay, well, also, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
You're listening to this when this comes out, it's in just a few days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a good partying holiday.
Yeah, I was going to say, go have a drink.
Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers.
So I have another thing to cheers about, actually.
Ooh.
I got a new job.
Yay! We love that for you.
Finally. So I don't know if I haven't really talked about it on here, but it's been a long journey of trying to find a new job somewhere.
Yeah, I'm still on my journey.
Yeah. We did talk about it a few months ago for our New Year's resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I achieved mine.
That's amazing. Wow, it's so early in the year, you're already checking boxes.
Yeah.
We love to see that.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's all I wanted to say about that.
Yay.
So, I do want to get into my story, but I have a little disclaimer about the beginning of mine.
Ooh, okay.
Unfortunately. Because, okay, so I went into this trying to find some sort of story that had to do with daylight savings time.
Mm-hmm.
Like some sort of legend or something. And I couldn't, like, I could only find, like, one or two websites saying, like, anything, like, creepy about daylight savings. And I found this one, and I started reading it and, like, doing my little research. And then I get to the end of it and go to the website's questions page. And they said, oh, yeah, like, a lot of these legends we just make up.
So
it's not, I don't like to get those kind of legends that are just, like, made up by someone. Like, I'd like to get the ones that are rooted in some sort of, like,
history or something.
History or, like, a group of people believing it.
Yeah, for sure.
Not just, like, somebody making
Not just a completely made up story.
Yes.
Yeah.
For
sure. Well, so, I guess it happens to the best of us.
Yeah. I don't know. Should I tell that story a little bit? Because it is kind of crazy.
Yeah, why not? Just disclaimer, this is not true. Yeah, not that really anything we say is true.
But, I know. You know. See, it's kind of a funny situation because it's like a lot of these things aren't really like necessarily true, but it's like they are rooted in some sort of belief.
Yeah, no,
that
for
people
sure.
have. But this one is not really.
Well, yeah, I mean, might as well hear a little bit of it at least.
At least, I mean, maybe it is, and maybe I just didn't find. Maybe I just didn't find any other sources.
That's a good point.
So yeah, let's just get into that, and then I have a like a second part that is more rooted in truth. So
cool.
Okay, so for daylight savings, supposedly, according to this story, the devil claims a soul during daylight savings time.
Oh.
So a little spooky already.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently during that time, the United States is the devil's favorite target. And every year on the second Sunday in March, which, okay, I didn't even realize that, like, daylight savings time had a specific...
You didn't. Like, I definitely did.
Went by something. I thought, like, I don't know. I was like, it's just around this time every year. I didn't realize it was the second Sunday in March.
Mm-hmm. Well...
I might just be stupid for that.
Yeah, I
don't
know that.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyways, every year on the second Sunday in March, Americans set their clocks an hour ahead to 2 a.m. So 2 a.m. turns into 3 a.m. and, like, mm-hmm. an hour is lost.
Yeah.
Or I guess they set it, you set it ahead to 3, right?
Yeah, you From set two. It to 3.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be, like, 1:59 a.m. to 3 a.m. immediately.
Yeah. Okay. I don't usually stay up that late to see it happen.
Yeah, I normally do, so.
Oh, okay. So, 3 a.m. is known as the witching hour, as we know.
Ooh, yes.
And actually, more about that later. But 3 a.m., the witching hour, so this lost hour becomes, this person said, it becomes like a metaphysical energy. And basically it has to do with the way humans perceive time and, like, the collective consciousness of everyone.
Ooh.
We all give it this power. Like, we think of it as the hour is gone, and, like, the energy of it makes it like a spirit for the non-existent 2 a.m. or something.
Okay.
See, I'm like, that, honestly, that part of it probably should have... flip me off to, like, know
like
that.
Maybe this isn't true.
Yeah, but, like, it kind of made sense to me. I was like, that's
no
kind
I was
of
gonna say
idea.
Like, this kind of, I know this is not, like, true, like, that this is made up, but, like, it kind of does make sense.
Yeah,
like, it is a weird, like, time is just missing, like, all of a sudden. Uh-huh. You know, that is weird.
Yeah, so, like, just the because, like, you know, time kind of isn't really real.
Yeah,
it's made up by humans. Mm-hmm. So the fact that we're all thinking that there's a time change and stuff is, like, what makes this energy, supposedly, right? So, And because of that, the devil or like some other sort of entity like that collects this energy. And as they do, there's like sort of a net that he like swings out there and like tries to get all this energy. But then sometimes like he'll usually catch a soul that's in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Oh, okay.
So he just like takes it and usually just one, because more than one is too much for the net.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah. And their body will go to their body and soul will go to hell until the end of daylight savings time, so the first Sunday in November. And they return they return as a soulless creature, and their spirit stays in hell until they die.
Okay, so, that is crazy.
Yeah. So that's, I mean, honestly, if someone made this up, that's kind of some very creative thinking.
Yeah, honestly. I like their thinking.
Yeah. and so they basically come back as zombies because they're like, they don't have a soul.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so when they do die, their soul, since they're like innocent and they weren't supposed to go down there, it can be traded and like traded with someone from heaven or something, or like if heaven catches a demon, then they can trade that for this innocent soul to get to heaven.
Okay, a little heaven hell bartering going on.
Yes, yes, yes. I wonder if that happens. I don't know.
Yeah, we need to know.
So yeah, that's pretty much the basis of this idea. Mm-hmm. That somebody just gets trapped during this time. So I don't know. Could creepy. Happen.
I don't like the thought of that though, because like, ew, I do normally stay awake. Like, that is creepy, even though it's mm-hmm, fake. Mm-hmm. Still creepy.
Well, I don't know if you have to be awake. Like, you could be asleep during.
Oh, you still get got in the net.
Yeah, it just depends. Like, where you're in the wrong place at the wrong time.
It's crazy. I don't want him to get me. Yeah. I'm glad it already happened. And I don't think I'm a soulless zombie trapped in hell. So well, I think I'm okay.
You would be gone for until November.
Mm, okay, so we're safe.
Yeah,
this time. Safe. We made it. Good.
Yeah. So yeah, that's that story that, you know, may or may not be mm-hmm. based in anything. But I do have something else. I wanted to dive into the witching hour.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fun.
So the witching hour, I mean, have you know about it, right?
Yeah. So like, I'm pretty sure it's like 3 a.m. and it's just like, apparently when all the spooky stuff, it's like when they say like the veil thins at like 3 a.m. like kind of like they do on like Halloween mm-hmm. or whatever. I don't really know why, but they just, that's what they say.
Yeah. So I'm gonna get into why and stuff like that. So you're right, it is a time of night that's like associated with supernatural events like witches, demons, ghosts, and at this time they're most powerful.
Oh yes.
And I was going to ask you what time you thought the witching hour is, because some people say that it is immediately after midnight.
Oh.
And some people say between 3 and 4 a.m. So like at 3 a.m.
I think between 3 and 4 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of what I think too. And most of the stuff that I found online say that it's like 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So, There's like a few that say, oh, it could be midnight too, but not usually.
Mm-hmm.
So during this time, the boundary between the living and the dead becomes blurred, and the living are more sensitive to the spirits of the dead. So honestly, this is probably a good time to get out a Ouija board.
Yeah, that's what they say to do. But that's scary because that's also demon time.
I'm still, oh, true, like a demon could come through and say or something.
Yeah, exactly.
An evil spirit.
Yeah.
I've never really used a Ouija board.
Yeah, me neither.
Oh, really? We should do it, honestly.
Should we do it?
Yes. No. Oh, okay. I just had an idea. Remember, this weekend you were telling me that we should go to this haunted inn or a hotel or something here, and we should bring a Ouija board and stay until stay up until 3 a.m.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I would be down.
We could.
I would be down, but I'm not I'm not buying nor keeping the Ouija board in my belongings.
I'm not scared to.
Okay, well then, cool. I mean, I'm down.
Because we already know that I'm, like, a little bit more skeptical than you are.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'll still do it, but I'm scared.
Yeah.
But I'll do it. Say less.
Okay.
Well, expect that in the future, then.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll try to vlog it or something. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, anyways, the term for the witching hour originated in 1775, so a long time ago.
Wow.
Or maybe even earlier than that, honestly.
Yeah, true.
It was in a poem called Night, an Ode, by Matthew West. And so I guess he just referenced it in there. And it also could have originated, like, way earlier than that, in 1535, when the Catholic Church prohibited activities from 3 to 4 a.m.,
See, I was going to ask if it was something to do with the church, because I thought I remembered something about it being the witching hour.
Yeah. I think, like, the first time it was written down was, like, in this poem. But then, like, the fact that the church prohibited activities at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
You know, there's something, right. There has to be something to do with that.
Yeah, some connection.
They were scared of witchcraft, obviously, because, you
know. Of course.
Mm-hmm. And Western Christian tradition says that 3 a.m. was the peak of supernatural activity. And they called it the devil's hour because it was, like, an inversion of the time Jesus supposedly died.
Ooh.
Which I didn't know this.
I've definitely heard that before.
Okay. Well, yeah. I honestly, like, I went to Catholic school, kind of, but I didn't really, I feel like I didn't learn all this kind of stuff from it, so.
True. Yeah. You also lived in Philly, I lived in the South, so.
Yeah, so, like, I feel like you learned different, stuff about the church and stuff. Yeah,
definitely.
So, yeah, it's just interesting to know, like, what you, learned growing up and what I did, and, yeah. But anyways, so, they say that he died at 3 p.m., right?
Mm-hmm.
So 3 a.m. is supposed to be, like, the opposite. So that's, like, evil.
Yeah. Makes sense to me.
I mean, I guess. But I guess. Does that mean 3 p.m. is good? Like,
That's, like, God's hour.
Yeah.
3 to 4 p.m.
Like, I've never heard that before.
Me neither. But do we make it a thing?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, is that the time you're supposed to go pray?
I can't even lie. Like, that is kind of a good time in my day. You know? Like, 3 or 4 p.m. Like, it's like, all right. Almost done with work. We're chilling. We were talking about that today.
That's true. Maybe there is something to that. I don't know. Okay. Well, during the time that the term originated, people also had, like, a two-phase sleep schedule.
What the heck does that mean?
So, you've never heard of a two-phase sleep schedule? When you, like, wake up in the middle of the night?
Oh, I guess, yeah. I guess I have.
Okay. So, let me explain it a little bit to our listeners. So, way back in the day, I honestly don't even know what, like, year this was, like, what time this was, but humans used to have, like, sort of a two-phase sleep schedule where you would go to bed when it got dark out, and then you'd wake up in, like, the middle of the night, so probably, like, midnight or even 3 a.m., and you would, like, just do an activity or something, and then, like, by candlelight, and then go back to bed for your second sleep.
I just feel like that's so crazy. Like, I would not want to wake up.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I guess maybe if I was used to it, but, like, I don't know.
Yeah. But also, like, think about how, especially in the winter, it would get dark early, and then what are you going to do? Just sit around by the candles? Do nothing?
Yeah, that's true. You probably had to go to bed, like, 8 p.m.
Yeah. So you'd probably just go to bed and then wake up.
Bored. Yeah. You were like, I'm bored. I need to do something.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Yeah. I think that, that probably has something to do with it, with the
lighting, the
electricity.
Yeah.
So yeah, they had that kind of sleep cycle. And nowadays, people who have trouble sleeping may wake up around 3 a.m. So, like, those have something to do with, like, 3 a.m. being, like, a bad time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you think about it, like, with the two-phase sleep cycle, you would wake up in the middle of the night and do stuff, but then, like, you probably can't see well because it's dark, yeah, even by a candle. So you're probably more likely to, like, see ghosts or, like, think that's you're so seeing true stuff.
Also, you're, like, half asleep.
Yes. Yeah.
So, yeah, they probably are seeing ghosts.
So there's that. And the fact that, like, if you're waking up in the middle of the night nowadays, it's the same type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's just something... something to consider. And there's also literature suggesting that apparitions and weird experiences are most common between the hours of 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. Hmm. So that would be, like, 3 a.m. would be, like, the peak.
Yep. Prime witching time.
Yes. So, I don't know. A lot of this pointing to just, like, humans being, like, half asleep and seeing things.
Yeah, that really does make a lot of sense.
So, yeah. And also, I don't know if this is fully true, but some of the things I read said that 3 a.m. is the peak in the amount of melatonin in the body.
Oh, okay.
So that shows even more that, like, you're just sleepy and imagining things.
True. Also, like, I feel like that might be, like, peak darkness.
Could be.
Or, like, regardless, it's dark at 3 a.m. And I feel like just everything in the dark, everybody's scared of the dark a little bit, you know? Makes everything creepy inherently.
You can't see anything, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, yeah, I don't know. Most of what I was seeing just makes me believe that they were... it became the witching hour because they were sleepy and awake. And they're like...
yeah.
Yeah. Just unexplainable things, supposedly. Also, 3 a.m. corresponds to a human sleep cycle. In our sleep cycles today, you're usually in REM sleep during that time.
Mm-hmm.
So that would mean your heart rate's slower, your body temperature is reduced, and, like, your breathing and blood pressure are sort of irregular. So if you suddenly wake up from REM sleep, you can be disoriented and, like, scared. So that has something to do with it too, like, if you just, like, suddenly jolt awake.
Yeah, I've never thought about that before, but that is also true.
Yeah. And, like, night terrors and sleepwalking, sleep paralysis.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. And during the witching hour, symptoms of things like lung disease, asthma, and the common cold seem to get worse. So people could wake up and they're like, oh, I feel awful. Is it because of a witch? Mm-hmm. But no, it's just because you were asleep.
Yeah. Wow, that is crazy.
Yeah. So I feel like I keep going with all this stuff, but it's just, like, piling on top all of this evidence that it's just, like, our minds playing with us.
Yeah.
But, So there's also less cortisol in the blood late at night during sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Which you would think more would cause you to be, like, freak out, because cortisol is, like, for stress.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what that has to do with it, honestly. Mm. The immune system also becomes very active, and white blood cells will, like, be fighting infection during sleep. So if you're already sick, you'll wake up with, like, a fever or, like, congestion, a cough or chills will, like, get worse. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just going to say it again. Like, it's just, like, it's people just, like, waking up in the middle of the night.
Literally.
Yeah.
Like, that's so crazy. Mm-hmm. How have I never thought about this before? Because that makes so much sense.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
But yeah. Hear me out. What if all that is happening and the ghosts are just like, this is the best time because they're going to explain it away with science.
True. Or they're already like freaked out just on their own. So like if we appear here, they're not going to think anything of it.
Exactly.
It could be. I mean, could be a double, like both things coming at them at once. Mm-hmm. The witching hour, just like that name can also just mean a time of bad luck or like unpredictable activity. Mm. So it doesn't really have to refer to a specific time. And it's also like when I was Googling the witching hour, I kept seeing stuff about like trying to put a baby to sleep. Like mm-hmm. people will say like, oh, it's the witching hour because you can't get them to sleep. It's like an hour of trying to get them to sleep.
Oh, yeah. I think I've heard people like use that term mm-hmm. like that before. That's so crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's also used to refer to the last hours of stock trading.
So, really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
So yeah, I don't know. All of this to say that I believe that it all just comes from, you know, humans being humans and waking up, seeing random things, their mind playing tricks on them and stuff. So
yeah,
I don't know. It could also be some paranormal things.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's crazy. That's so cool. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still gonna go ahead and say there's probably still ghosts too, and those ghosts are just smart.
Yeah,
using that time on purpose.
I mean, that's true. Yeah, like you could be right about that. Like,
that's so funny.
But do you, so back to my first story, do you think that these, like, beings, like, all these paranormal things are even stronger on daylight savings because of all of this, or?
You know, I'm going to say no, but only because time is not real. Like, we made it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. I'm going to say no on that one. It's a no for me, dog.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah.
The devil's coming at you with a knife.
I'm going with you.
Yeah. For once, guys, it's not often that I say no. But on this one, you know, maybe. I don't want the devil. This is not me inviting the devil to come after me with the net, you know.
Yeah.
Let's stay over there, please. Uh-huh. That's so funny. Well, for you this week. This story is, like, so long coming, like, long awaited in my book. Because, you know, we have not been able to record in weeks. So, I had written this story to prepare myself to go to Washington, D.C. on a trip. And now that trip has came and gone long ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, I have a lot of fun things to tell you about my trip. So, I went to Washington, D.C. to see SZA. Humble brag. She was amazing.
That sounded, I mean, that whole experience seemed like it was amazing and so fun.
It was literally so fun. I low-key want to live in Washington, D.C. Guys, it's so fun.
That could be cool, but, like, I don't know if I could get over all of the traffic and stuff around there.
You know, could honestly, you? I've driven in so much worse traffic.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just used to it. I'm used to Winston-Salem where there's, like, not much.
Yeah, I don't know. I like a busy place.
Yeah, you're a city girl.
I am a city girl to the heart. But, so, because I was going there, I was like, there has to be some mysteries and legends. I said it backwards, but, like, in Washington, D.C., and boy, did I find some. Like,
good.
So oh crazy. God.
So, yeah, I mean, there has to be. In Washington, D.C., are you kidding?
Exactly. Like, that's a very old place, you know, very historical. So, there definitely are a bunch of different legends. But before we get into the spookiness of it all, I thought I would go ahead and tell you guys, just in case you don't know about Washington, D.C., some fun facts about it. So, Washington, D.C. is known also as the District of Columbia, and it's the capital city of the USA. I never feel like an American more than when I'm in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, honestly.
Like,
yeah,
really,
I've
truly.
been there twice, I think. And yeah, that is definitely, you feel kind of proud to be
you
there.
You do. It's like the one time you're like, this is actually really cool. Like,
yeah, like there and also on the 4th of July.
Facts. Facts. Honestly, the 4th of July, yeah, no, that's true too. It really is. Mm-hmm. That's so funny. So Washington, D.C., it borders Virginia and Maryland. So it's on the eastern United States. And so I'm going to refer to it as like the city, but it's very confusing because it's not a city and it's also not a state.
Yes.
Which I can't even lie to you guys. I only recently found out Washington, D.C. is not considered a state.
You didn't know that?
Like, I found that out when we were like looking at how many states we had listeners in. And you were like, Washington, D.C. isn't a state.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
So I was the one who taught you that.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, that's crazy.
Wait, so. I also want to tell you, so since it's not a state, their laws are really weird.
Yeah.
Did you know this? That, like, their voting laws are weird?
No, I don't think I know
they,
that.
They, in Washington, D.C., if you live there, you cannot vote for president.
What?
Because, yeah, you can't. That's crazy. It has something to do with, like, the Electoral College.
I guess that makes sense because they're not a state, so they don't have any votes.
I had the reason, like, because Garrett explained it to me one day, and now I'm just, like, forgetting why. But, yeah, that's, like, a whole thing. That's and they've wild. Been trying to, like, get that power, and they, I don't know if they have any representatives either.
What?
And there's a whole so thing weird. They were like, there's protests all the time because they're like, we're getting like taxation without representation.
Yeah,
like, it's not our whole
the good old thing.
Yes, like, no taxation without representation. That's like, brings it back to when our country was founded, and yet DC doesn't have that. So
that is so weird. No, I had no idea that was even the case.
Yeah, so that's the whole thing. We can, you can look that up on your own time, but yeah, I just wanted to mention that.
That's wild. Wow, I did not
so yeah
know that.
So yeah, if you move there, you might have to consider
well, I
that.
Was gonna say, like, when I went there, we stay with people who are like living in Arlington, Virginia, which is literally 5 seconds away from DC, but in a state, so like, you know, they can vote and stuff. So that's like, that's what I would do if I moved there. I wouldn't actually live like in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
Anyways, so the city is named after George Washington, a.k.a. the founding father of America, a.k.a. the first president.
Yes.
So, you know, fun fact. It is the sixth largest metropolitan area, and it has 6.3 million residents in only 68 square miles.
Oh, wow.
So it's popping. Very much so. It's most famously known to be the home of the White House. That's where the president lives. The Capitol building, all of the different Smithsonian museums, the National Mall, the Washington Monument, the Lincoln Memorial. I mean, the list is endless. There's nonstop things you can do there. Now for a little bit more fun facts, like very fun facts. So two presidents actually kept pet alligators in the White House.
Alligators.
What? I had no idea.
Who?
It was Herbert Hoover and John Quincy Adams.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, what were y'all doing with alligators?
That's insane.
That's so crazy. And there are underground tunnels underneath the Capitol building. And I also have to assume, like, probably other buildings too, but it's like publicly known that there are tunnels underneath the Capitol building, and they are for, like, so senators and other members of the House are never seen by the public. They just, like, go underground. And I'm like, that's creepy.
Yeah.
Can't lie.
I mean, I guess it's to keep them safe, right?
It definitely, but definitely.
Hmm.
Or maybe they're lizard people. Just kidding.
Oh.
just kidding. No, just kidding. Just my fun little conspiracy theory. No, I'm really just kidding. So the Library of Congress is also in D.C., and that is the largest library in the world.
Oh, in the world?
In the world. Now, like, open.
Huh.
So.
I want to go to it.
Me, too. And ever since I saw National Treasure 2, you know, we always have to bring this movie up. I've always wanted to go there since I saw that movie because, spoiler alert, I mean, if you haven't seen it, it's really your fault, but there's like this book of secrets that all the presidents get, and it's kept like secretly hidden in the Library of Congress. Mm-hmm. So
is that the kind of library where you can get a library card? Like, how does?
Yeah, I think so. And then there's also just like archives, like I'm sure you don't have access to, you know, like if you're just like a regular person. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But like it's huge. It's also like a normal library. So crazy. Last fun fact. The White House was not always called the White House. It was originally called the President's Palace. I love that way more. The President's Palace.
I mean, I guess I like that, but also it just makes it sound too pretentious.
No, it's like, true. They're not royalty.
He lives in a palace. Yeah. It's like, yeah, you're not royalty.
So. No, it's true. So now it's just the White House because it's literally a white house. So.
Yeah, it makes it seem like saying the White House makes it seem like, oh, you're just one of the people, you know?
Yeah.
That's probably why they changed.
100% it is. Mm-hmm. They were like, we got to blend in with these people.
Blend in. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so anyways, let's move on to some legends of the city. So first and foremost, the Curse of the Hope Diamond.
Ta-da-da. Ooh, okay.
Okay, so the Hope Diamond, if you don't know, is this really big necklace that has, like, so many diamonds, like, around the whole necklace, and then one huge light blue diamond in the middle of the necklace. So legend says that the Hope Diamond, which, contrary to its name, actually brings misfortune and tragedy to anybody who owns or wears it. Dun-dun-dun.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, so I do have to say, when I was in D.C., I did make a trip to see this Hope Diamond this last time. And pictures will be on our Instagram. Go look at it. Guys, the pictures will never do it justice. That was the most beautiful necklace I've ever seen in my life. I knew the curse existed when I saw it. And if I had the opportunity, I would have put that on my neck. I'm not kidding.
Even with that curse?
Yeah, I would. It was really that beautiful.
Huh.
Like, genuinely. It was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. The most sparkly thing I've ever seen. It was so, like, so many diamonds. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would wear it. So the reason it's said to be cursed is because it was originally, like, made and produced in India. And, shocker, this stupid white guy stole it.
Of course, yeah.
Of course he did. So, you know, the curse makes sense. The people in India who made it, you know, cursed the necklace so that whoever wore the stolen necklace would, you know, die or have, like, really bad luck. Either one. Or maybe both. There have been numerous victims of this curse, including Finance Minister Nicolas Bouquet, the Turkish Sultan Abdul Hamid, and the French Princesse de Lamballe. I'm sure I said that wrong, but
it sounded right.
A little princess. Yeah, also was a victim for this necklace. So today, the Hope Diamond is kept at the Smithsonian Museum of Natural History. And so what's funny, a little funny story, is that when I went to D.C., there's a bunch of different Smithsonians, okay? Like, there's like 20 of them. And I went to one thinking that I was in the right one. I went to the Smithsonian Museum of American History and was on the search for the Hope Diamond for like 45 minutes. Was like Googling, like, which room is the Hope Diamond in? And it's like saying this room. And I'm like, I don't see it on the map. So eventually I have to go ask this lady. And I was like, which room is the Hope Diamond in? And she was like, baby. She just laughed at me. She was like, you're in the wrong museum.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, no way. Oh. The whole time.
Yeah. And she was like, it's like the museum next door. And I was like, okay.
Okay. Well, that's good. It was like
next door. Yeah. So I was in the American History Smithsonian, and it's kept in the natural history. So I actually got to see both museums. So that was fun. A little fun mistake that I made. But I was laughing so hard at myself. And before I had went, everybody, all my friends who have, you know, seen the Hope Diamond before, they were all like, that exhibit is, like, the most popular exhibit. It's going to be super busy. Like, it's always busy. But when I was there, I got so lucky. I was literally the only person in the room with the necklace.
Oh, my God.
I mean, like, there was security, obviously. But
lucky.
I know. It was crazy. It was so crazy. So I got to, like, just stare at it for so long. And yeah. I did, because it was that beautiful. And also while I was at the Smithsonian of Natural History, I got to see like tons of other really cool things. And my favorite thing other than the Hope Diamond, so the Hope Diamond was like the entrance to this gemstone exhibit. And it was like every single gem and crystal you could have ever imagined, they had it in that room. Like probably miles of gems and crystals. It was the most beautiful sight I had ever seen. Honestly.
The power that room.
That's what I'm saying. Like the energy, it was severe. So yeah, it was super cool. Super, super cool. But moving along from this cursed necklace, another popular DC myth is that there is a demon cat that haunts the Congress building.
Oh, what?
Which, that's hilarious.
A demon cat? So like a regular cat, but evil.
Yep. Yep. So legend says that cats were at some point like being brought into the basement of the tunnels underneath the Congress building. Because, you know, remember I said there's tunnels for all the members, you know, to be hidden from the public. And I guess they had like a really bad mice problem down there.
Yeah. Yeah.
In these tunnels. So they were like, you know, we'll just bring in these cats and then they'll fix the problem.
I mean, sounds right to me.
Exactly.
That's what I would do. Yeah.
Exactly. But so the legend says that, you know, they brought in the cats and, you know, one cat never left the tunnels. Some people say that this cat, this little demon cat, they'll hear like a bunch of scary noises. And then they'll see like a cat run up to them and they just think it's like a cat, but then immediately it'll vanish, like have gone nowhere.
Ghost cat. Like,
it's a ghost cat. Yeah. Other people have claimed to actually have been attacked by a cat and then it just disappeared.
Oh, that's
so
not
that's,
good.
You know, I don't want to be attacked by any cat, but definitely not a demon cat. Like, and then others say like it sounds like they're being followed by a cat, but that they never actually see the cat, but they can just like hear it like walking and meowing and stuff, which is creepy. So you know, there's a bunch of different stories about this little cat, but what I find most interesting is that like the reports of this demon cat seem to be like way more prominent around presidential elections and like big tragedies. That's interesting, but at the same time I'm like, are those times not just like when those tunnels are probably used more,
you know? That's true. It could be.
So like just more people just mean more demon cat sightings.
Yeah.
Like probably. I don't know. That's just my theory, but regardless, I wouldn't want to see a demon cat, but also I kind of would.
Yeah, I would. I mean, I would want to see it, but just not
get attacked.
Me.
Yeah. Same, but you know, can you really control a demon cat?
No.
Absolutely no. That's funny. So aside from the demon cat, there's also another curse, and it's known as the Three Sisters curse. So the Three Sisters are it's actually three like different rocky islands in the middle of the Potomac River. And they're, like, really close to each other, like, just three little small islands. So those little islands are known as the Three Sisters. And legend says that three Algonquin sisters were trying to, like, cross the Potomac River to win the release of their brother, who had been kidnapped. And tragically, while, like, trying to cross this river, all three of the sisters drowned, like, during their swim. But before they died... they cursed the spot so that nobody would be able to cross the Potomac River there.
Oh my God.
Which, harsh, but you know, I guess it's fair. So people, you know, are not really supposed to be swimming out there because for one, the curse, but also I think the water's like just dangerous in general. Let's not swim to the Three Sisters Islands, you know?
I wouldn't do that.
No. It's also said that you can hear like a weird moaning sound coming from the river, and people associate that with the Three Sisters curse as well. So creepy. So the last like little small legend is Ellipse Park. It's like this circular park that's located like right behind the White House. It's just basically like a little green grass area in a huge city. And it's it's said to mark like the center of DC. So like even on a map, it's just like a green circle, which I think is pretty cool. And it's like the middle of the city.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm like, that's, I love that design. Mm-hmm. But legend says that under Ellipse Park, there's a secret chamber. And this chamber holds like a bunch of jewels and treasures, like just randomly. So there's not actually a lot of information or fact, you know, backing this theory, but, you know, I still like it. You know, I'd still maybe go take a little peek in the park, see if we see any treasure.
Yeah, I mean, we probably would get, like, we would probably get, like, arrested if we started digging, but...
Well, that's, I mean, for sure. I would say...
You just go around with a metal detector, see if you find anything.
Oh, that's smart. I didn't even think about metal detecting.
Yeah.
That's... Mm-hmm. Can't lie, that's pretty genius. But yeah, that is the DC legends I have for you. But I did actually just text you the picture, Savannah, of the Hope Diamond, one of them that I took. So I wanted to get your opinion on the necklace and see if, would you wear this necklace? And I just need you to know, like, the picture does not do it justice, like,
at all. It is really pretty.
It is so sparkly. It's gorgeous. It's huge. Yes,
and this picture is a live picture, so I can see it spinning.
Yeah, she's on a little podium and she spins. Yeah, it's beautiful. Mm. Absolutely beautiful. Would you wear it? Because I guess you have to, like, say, like, do you think the curse is real? Because I kind of don't. Because this,
you don't.
The Smithsonian, well, I'm just thinking, like, the Smithsonian owns it. Like, are people not dying now from the curse? Like, I feel like maybe
it was a thing. Well, you have to wear it. You probably have to wear it.
Well, people said wear or own it.
Oh.
That's what the legend says. So, I don't know. So, maybe you do have to only wear it. I guess I can be the test. Smithsonian, if you want to let me wear it. Yeah.
I think it would, like, it would be the best accessory to wear to, like, a fancy event. It's beautiful.
Yes, and also fun fact, the Hope Diamond is, like, if you've seen the movie Titanic, like, the Heart of the Ocean diamond in that movie is based on the Hope Diamond. So, like, that's what it looks like. Gosh. Not, like, anything of the real story, but, like, yeah, that story is, like, tied into the Titanic, which is cool. Cool, and also that necklace is cursed, so, you know, in the movie, at least, they're, like, that's why the Titanic sank or whatever, but, you know.
But yeah, the real Hope Diamond wasn't on.
No, yeah, no. No connection in real life, but just in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
I might say I would wear it. I think I...
Yeah, I know. Maybe. It's crazy to even consider if that, I had, but like, it's that beautiful.
Listen, if I had the right event to wear it to, definitely yes.
True, true. Okay, what if the Smithsonian called you up right now and was like, for a video, you can wear the necklace. Would you wear it? That's what I'm saying. I'm like, Smithsonian, if you want to prove that this is not a real curse.
Okay, actually, though, that did make me a little cautious. I'm like, maybe I wouldn't wear it.
I know. It's hard. It really is hard. Because I'm sitting here saying I would, but in the moment, I would be very scared to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Huh. I don't know. If we ever get the opportunity, I guess you guys will see.
Yeah.
But definitely go look at our Instagram to see the pictures of that.
Yes.
And just some fun pictures from my trip. And while I was in D.C., I was able to put our QR code sticker on this, like, sticker bridge.
Ooh.
So, if you're in D.C., go to the sticker bridge. You'll know if you're there. There's tons of stickers.
Maybe somebody's listening from that.
Oh, true. If you are high.
Yeah.
If you're not also high. Uh-huh. That's funny. But if you would, go rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, please.
Yes, and subscribe so we can get our numbers up. True. We we can now. We were looking on our Anchor page.
Yeah.
Where we upload our podcast, and you can see how many people are subscribed on Spotify. So that's really awesome. We can see the numbers going up. So
shout out to the Spotify listeners out there.
Yeah. And all just shout out to everyone who's listening.
True. But I guess other than that, that's really all I have for you guys this week. What about you, Savannah?
Yep, I think that is it.
Okay, well, I guess we will see you guys next week.
Okay, cue the music.